Random House Audio presents Remote, Office Not Required by Jason Fried and David Heinemeier Hansen. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Author's Note. When we started writing this book in 2013, the practice of working remotely, or telecommuting, as it's often referred to, had been silently on the rise for years. From 2005 to 2011, remote work soared 73% in the United States to 3 million workers total. The silence was loudly broken at the end of February 2013, though, when Yahoo announced that they were dismantling their remote work program just as we were finishing this book. All of a sudden, remote work moved from academic obscurity to a heated global conversation. Hundreds, if not thousands, of news articles were written, and controversy was in the air. Of course, we would have appreciated Yahoo's CEO, Marissa Meyer, waiting another 6 months for our publication date. That said, her move provided a unique backdrop against which to test all of remote's arguments. As it turned out, every single excuse you'll find in the essay titled Dealing with Excuses got airtime during the Yahoo firestorm. Needless to say, we don't think Yahoo made the right choice, but we thank them for the spotlight they've shined on remote work. It's our aim in this book to look at the phenomenon in a much more considered way. Beyond the soundbites, beyond all the grandstanding, what we've provided here is an in-the-trenches analysis of the pros and cons, a guide to the brave new world of remote work. Enjoy. Introduction. The future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. William Gibson.